For the NSPR News Team, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying itch-inducing pests, they spread disease. Recently, technicians and health officials tracking the North State's mosquitoes found something very unusual. It's called St. Louis encephalitis. NSPR reporter Adia White looks at how it found its way here.
We may not have Zika, malaria, or any other of the classically terrifying mosquito-borne diseases here in the North State, but our resident insects still do carry a number of potentially life-threatening viruses. County agencies are now hard at work to determine which ones are around this summer.
Basically, you take this vial, slip it in a machine that vibrates it. These beads will beat up the 50 mosquitoes in there into a kind of a paste or a liquid, and then that's pipetted into trays to do the tests.
That's Mike Kimball, the manager of Yuba Sutter Mosquito Abatement, explaining one of the many ways they test mosquitoes for viruses. He says this year, when they sent a sample of that paste to the University of California at Davis, it came back positive for a virus unseen in the county since the 1950s. It's called St. Louis encephalitis. While the name might inspire panic, it's only rarely deadly.
It's going to be very similar to West Nile, so most people will not show any symptoms. They won't know they had the virus. The ones that do, it'll be flu-like symptoms. They will be tired, fever, very worn down, may have a rash. And then if you're unlucky, a very small percentage of people will have encephalitis. So those are more serious consequences. And sometimes that'll require hospitalization, and sometimes it can be fatal.
Encephalitis basically means swelling of the brain. It can also cause confusion and paralysis. But again, a very small percentage of people with SLE will notice any symptoms at all, and only 1% of cases are deadly. So far, mosquitoes carrying the virus have only shown up in one area in the North State. It's in Plumas Lake, just south of Yuba City. Meanwhile, officials are using a number of other methods to survey the area. Amanda Bradford is an entomologist with Yuba Sutter Mosquito Abatement.
Hi, girls.
Bradford sticks a needle into the chicken's comb with a fleshy red frill on top of its head.
We do a few of those pricks on their comb, and that will allow some blood to come out, and we'll use a little piece of paper. It's called a Nabuto paper, and it absorbs the blood really quickly.
Yuba Sutter Mosquito Abatement has a flock of 49 chickens. They loan them out to property owners in different areas of the county who get to keep their eggs. Bradford comes by every other week to take blood samples. None of the chickens have tested positive for St. Louis encephalitis, but in this particular location, 6 out of 7 have tested positive for West Nile.
You had 7 chickens originally, and 6 came back with West Nile virus. And that's right here where we're standing, and there are mosquitoes flying around. How worried should we be?
Oh, we should absolutely be worried and make sure that we take the correct measures to protect ourselves. Long sleeves, long pants. You know, when the mosquitoes are out during dawn and dusk, we want to protect ourselves the most.
West Nile is fairly common in this area, and these results are concerning, but not surprising. It's the presence of St. Louis encephalitis that is more puzzling. Bradford is glad that none of her chickens have turned up with it yet, but as far as how it got here, she can only speculate. Meanwhile, her colleague, Mike Kimball, has a promising theory. He says that the virus is more common in Southern California, and that migratory birds attracted by this year's wet winter may have carried it to the region.
I think we had some birds that came further north, possibly, and I think that's what brought it up further north this year.
For now, all the Sutter Yuba Abatement Team can do is increase their surveillance programs and continue to spray hotspots with insecticides to kill as many mosquitoes as they can. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.